You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Right Side Radio, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we're going to go to the phones right now, or to the clean feed connection, but going to bring in a guy who's been doing this so long he can smell news a mile away. My brethren, Dale Jackson, who handles program directing here at the station, but also is the morning show guy. He and I opined together about this issue of COVID vaccine mandates and executive orders and all that just this morning, and it was certainly worth a rehash. So, my brother, Dale Jackson, thank you for being on the show, man.
I'm thrilled to be here.
I know that you are. Well, listen, so I don't know if you heard a moment ago, Dale, but you know, you and I talked this morning about executive orders, and I want to get your full skinny on what you think about Governor Ivey's executive order. But we just had a breaking news story, literally, right before you came on the air. So a company called United Launch Alliance, which is a rocket-building company vital to the national interest over in Decatur, literally has employees walking off the job in protest right now because they've been applying for religious accommodations or exemptions on their vaccine mandates and being denied by the employer, not by anybody else. The employer is deciding who's religious enough and who's not. Well, one of those employees is called into the show, man, and it was heartbreaking. But he said he's been there 21 years, and he is watching this happen and cannot believe it. Even though right now, with the executive order in place less than 24 hours, he said that, bam, a state of Alabama Department of Commerce AIDT trailer showed up in the parking lot to begin training their replacements because they're all being laid off. It's amazing.
That is amazing. The state of Alabama is sending people in to help with this. I thought they were going to make it clear they oppose these vaccine mandates and they don't condone it. Well, if they don't condone it, how come they're providing the way out for some of these companies to train new people? It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. So I'll be tracking that one, and we'll be bird dogging that. But so the executive order, brother, it came out yesterday, and I gave a monologue earlier, and I said it was kind of like one of those apologies that was not an apology. It was like, you know, like what was in this that was helpful? Your thoughts on this?
Nothing. No, there was nothing in this that was helpful. I mean, Kay Ivey blocked Kay Ivey from doing vaccine mandates. I mean, that's it. She banned the state of Alabama from doing it, which means she can't do it, which she could easily override. So, okay, let's give her the benefit of the doubt that she's not going to override. So Kay Ivey stopped Kay Ivey from doing vaccine mandates, but the universities in the state, they can do it. Auburn's head coach, wonder what's going to happen to him. The media seems to be going after him pretty hard. They're going to look stupid at the end because I guarantee he's been vaccinated. He's just not playing their game right now, but they'll look like clowns as usual. And private businesses, you guys just keep doing whatever you want to do. That's fine. We'll go ahead and we'll allow you to fire people who you made work during a pandemic. You fire those guys and we'll continue cutting you checks and we'll train your replacements apparently.
Yeah, that was, by the way, that was one of the things that caller said. He said just less than a year ago, he said we were told, we were given it in writing that we were essential workers and we had to come to work in the pandemic because it was vital to the national interest until the Biden vaccine mandate came out in August, at which point everything changed. He said suddenly we were considered, you know, like he didn't say lepers, but that's kind of the way he was describing it. But it's just, it boggles the mind. You're right. I mean, how in the world can one department, and I recognize what they're doing. I mean, they're going up there to United Launch Alliance and they're trying to sort of help keep the business running, so to speak, because they're losing employees. Well, they're losing them because they're firing them because they won't give them their own religious accommodations.
Yeah. I had a guy text me today telling me, look, why don't they just fake it? They're not actually checking it. Why don't they just get a fake vaccine card and submit it? And I'm like, I'm not telling these people to do that.
No.
But I understand why you might want to do that. They're not going to check it, really. They're just trying to check a box. And I would understand why people might do that. Desperate, desperate, desperate. I mean, look, during this pandemic, we have watched as people have lost their jobs, and then they have turned to alcohol and drugs. And they've lost their lives because of that. There's been more suicides because of lost jobs. There have been children who have had to change schools, marriages that have failed, suicides that have happened. And we don't really seem to care about that. We just want someone to insert a piece of paper onto a website and say, okay, I checked your little box.
Yeah, and by the way, and that's a tragic circumstance, you're right. But then also, look at it seasonally. When do we seasonally see suicides go up? In the holiday season, right? That's when people realize they're lonely. That's when people realize that they don't have someone they used to have with them, or things didn't go the way they thought. And now you're going to compound that by people losing their jobs right before the holidays, literally right before the holidays.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we are setting all of this up for absolutely no reason. Over the last week in the state of Alabama, we have seen less than 3,000 new cases of the coronavirus. Less than 3,000 new cases of the coronavirus. And you're telling me that we need to light the world on fire because of this? 90% of UAB is vaccinated. And you're telling me we got to fire people that work there? Isn't that herd immunity? I mean, shouldn't we be looking at those things?
That's what I thought. I thought it was herd immunity. And by the way, if you're vaccinated, apparently you can still get sick. So why are we firing people when the vaccine doesn't necessarily stop you from getting sick?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
In God's name. This is just, there are times when I sit here in the studio just like pulling on my hair because I can't figure out why somebody didn't want to just talk common sense for once. And it's common sense is out the door.
If I was a pansy member of the media, I would probably say something like, maybe the cruelty is the point. Maybe that's the point. Maybe they're just trying to send a message that I will break you. And if you try to push back, well, that's bad. So I will smash you. I will break you. I will destroy you. And I was told yesterday by John Wall of the Alabama Republican Party that they have polling that shows 88% of Republicans in Alabama oppose vaccine mandates. 88%. It's amazing number. It's amazing. Well, and the legislature who think KIV gave them a pass and cover? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
They're going to hold. Brother,
I'm looking at that study. I'm looking at that study right now, and just not even considering Republicans, but just Alabamians in general. 65% of Alabamians oppose vaccine mandates. 65% of all of them across party lines and all. Well, and you cannot, if you polled the question, do you love your mama, you wouldn't get 65%. I mean, this is like gold. This is gold to a politician.
For the record, I do love my mama, number one. Number two, I'd like to see those numbers, but I'm not the great Phil Williams, so maybe you could send those to me. Because I'd love to see those and see what's going on there, because I think that's an important study to look at. And if I'm a member of the Alabama legislature, I'm pretty pissed at Kay Ivey because she's putting me in a real box. And I have a feeling that box is going to close on some people. If I was unemployed right now, I think I could beat Kay Ivey. I think I could know how I could run a campaign against Kay Ivey and destroy her.
Well, it's coming. I mean, I heard just yesterday that we're about to see somebody declare
for
Tim James. Yep, that's what I heard. Yep. I wasn't going to say it. I'll go ahead and let you steal his thunder.
Yeah, I say things I'm not supposed to say all the time. Tim James!
But, yeah, I mean, and you know, and I have issues with the James family. I mean, I just do, going way back. But, nonetheless, I don't think anybody, by the way, in the current administration deserves to run unopposed. And sometimes you rise to the level of your competition. It makes you better. So I'm saying I don't mind seeing debate in a campaign. That being said, Tim James has got handed a gold mine. He's going to run on this thing. He's going to run on vaccine mandate opposition. And Governor Ivey's going to say, I said good things, but he's going to say, you didn't do anything. That's what he's going to say. I guarantee.
And he should scorch that earth. And he should travel this state, do radio shows every day. Hammer, 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 hammer. Press release, press release, press release, press release. Call for her to do something. Call for her to do something. Call for her to do something. Talk with people who have lost their jobs. Stand with them at podiums and let them talk. This is the way you beat Kay Ivey. I could beat Kay Ivey right now.
It's unbelievable, man. It's a self-inflicted wound. And when we get back, we're going to take this short break right now. Brother, can you hang on during the break? Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All right, we're going to come back from this. I want to pick your brain a little bit about whether the legislature can, should, will do anything about this themselves. I got some ideas on that. I want to hear yours. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We got the inimitable Dale Jackson with us, and we'll come back in a moment and talk more about vaccine mandates. Be right back. Thank you. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. This show is flying by because we're having breaking news, and we've got topics that are really, you know, pretty passionate, to be honest. We're going back to the phones right now with my brother Dale Jackson. So, Dale, my question for you, I see a way forward for the legislature. I don't think it's in the form of one of the bills that's been popping up out there right now, like the one by Representative Horton. But nonetheless, what do you think? What's the sentiment? I'm talking to legislators today, and there's a growing mood right now that they feel like this executive order really didn't do it for them. What are your thoughts?
Well, I wish that were true. I'm not sure I buy that there's enough of them that will do something else. I mean, that I think is the important part of this. I think that this, it just to me, bothers most of them, but not enough to the point where they can put enough of them together. And I think that's the real issue here.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But you know, one thing that bothers me is I'm not even hearing anything on their social media. I'm not hearing anything on their Facebook pages. You know, they're not making press conferences. They're not standing on the steps of the Capitol demanding that something more be done. I mean, even if a small group of them did that, it'd be nice to see something. Instead, what we're seeing pretty much is we got to go down there and fight to redraw the lines for our own districts. And that's just constitutionally mandated, but that just also feels like they're going down there just to draw their own lines and come back home. And that's what's disappointing here.
Yeah, I think it really kills me that's where we're at. Nobody cares about the drawing of those lines. They're already done. They've decided what they're going to do. Let's just stop the clown show on this. We already all know what the routine is. They know what they're going to do. And they can have their little thing where the press goes, oh, I just can't believe they would draw the lines this way. Oh, I just can't. Okay, fine. At the end of the day, they're going to put Montgomery, Birmingham, Selma, all in Terry Sewell's district. The end. Okay, that's the end of it. So stop with that. And these House and Senate districts, they'll have some similar issues. Maybe they'll draw a person out. Maybe they won't. Who knows? At the end of the day, though, none of this matters. Those district lines are going to get drawn. They're going to do what they need to do, and then they're going to move on. They got plenty of time to address this stuff.
Well, they do, but they don't have plenty of time to address these folks that are losing their jobs this True. Week at United Launch Alliance. And then you've got the universities. Auburn University came out, by the way. I know you've said the universities are probably going to go ahead and press forward. Well, you're right. I don't know if you saw it, but Auburn issued a press release after – actually, it was a quote in an article after the executive order came out and said, no, we're going to keep on going with this vaccine mandate. We just think we got to. We're going to have to.
And like she didn't know that.
Well, you're right. And yeah. that's interesting. I guarantee you there were phone calls all around before that thing came out. In fact, I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that a bunch of the associations helped to write and craft that thing in a very careful fashion so that nobody felt threatened by it.
Absolutely.
That's tough stuff. Well, I don't know. We'll see, man. But they're heading down to Montgomery. I think they're going to have the meeting. They had the meeting today, I believe, on the reapportionment maps. They go into session on Thursday. They'll be down there for roughly 10 days getting that thing knocked out. In the meantime, it takes two-thirds, it literally, because the governor didn't bother putting the vaccine mandate issue in the call to special session. That means it would take two-thirds of the legislature to move something forward on its own. That's what it would take. And that's
wow. I mean, you think they've already looked at the maps and they're having their hearings and all that stuff and they're just ready to go. Wow, that's shocking.
We'll see. Now I've got Representative Charlotte Meadows calling in about a half hour, so maybe she'll give me some insight about how their caucus meeting went at 1 o'clock today. But yeah, and by the way, I don't know if you saw it or not, but I talked to Jeff Poor this morning, and lo and behold, Representative Chris England leaked the maps out early. Did you see that?
What? Are you trying to tell me that? What? Oh my! What a crazy world! What a crazy world! I am shocked by this. Holy cow!
What do you do? Leaks? What?
Yeah, all right. Shocking! Shocking stuff. I mean, next thing you know, you're going to tell me that after they're all out, that they're going to sue. That they're going to sue over this. I mean, you tell me that's what's going to happen. Oh my God! This is shocking.
In fact, the question is not like if, but when. So let's go ahead right now. It's 3:26 p.m., October the 26th. I predict that lawsuit will be filed within 30 to 45 days of the session concluding. What do you think?
I say 30 to 45 hours. I think they already know what they're going to do. We already know the dance, and then we'll just go ahead and do it. Let's just get the dance out of the way.
Yeah, I already got the the Beasley firm's on retainer already, right?
Sure. And what they'll do is, like, we got to fast track this. There's an election on the way. You understand? By golly, this is something that has to be done. We must handle this quickly. And the judges will say, okay, fine. And then another judge will say, oh, no, this is fine. And that'll be the end of it. It's just the
whole
thing.
Pray tell, what judge can we get? I don't know. How about Judge Myron Thompson again?
Myron Thompson, another one in Birmingham as well. What a shocker. Oh, go for it. Yeah, let's roll.
It's going to happen. All right, brother. Your insights are stellar, as always. Appreciate you being on the show, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
All right. Our own Dale Jackson, program director right here at WVNN. And listen, that's some interesting insights. And hang on, I just got a text telling me I contradicted myself. Wait a minute, I got to see what that means. I'm always solid conservative and just plain right. How can I contradict myself? Yeah, I did. I said it. It's right. The text I have here says you contradicted yourself. On the one hand, you think there's growing sentiment in the legislature to do something, but then you agreed with Dale. No. There's growing sentiment to do something. I just don't think they'll get it done in this special session because it takes 2/3. Thank you, my favorite critic. Thank you, nonetheless. All right, folks, listen. I'm still getting over that caller a moment ago from United Launch Alliance. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I left that, and I immediately notified some other members of the media, and I also notified one of the members of the delegation for Decatur, and just made sure that he knew. I said, this is happening right now in your district today, that right now, as the governor issued a mandate or executive order, against the idea of vaccine mandates, at the same time, a trailer was arriving in the parking lot from the Alabama Department of Commerce to help train the replacements for the 185 people that are facing layoffs by the end of this week. And I know that is going to be looked at as, well, we got to do what we can to help them stay viable. We can't let it go down. But at the same time, it just feels very disingenuous for the state of Alabama to be sending assistance for the layoffs while openly opposing the layoffs. That just doesn't feel right at all. All right, folks, listen. We're going to head to a break here in a moment. And I got to tell you, by the way, if you haven't already heard it, National Christian Foundation, I'm changing gears on you, National Christian Foundation, one of our newest team members. What a cool way to handle your charitable giving. I'll tell you more about that when we get back from the break. Because the way they do things, it's just really very cool. We're also coming back, by the way, to change subjects, going to switch gears here on you. Going to talk about the fact that the Biden administration right now is talking about taxing what you don't have. How does that even work? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.